how many know that's all we need is one word. Just one word from the Lord. Amen. I found out, Pastor Keith, one word, I can make it. Amen. When all else fails, I look for that one word, T. And when God supplies it in my spirit. But you know where that word comes from? That word comes from the word that's already in my life. It's impossible for you to hear a word from the Lord if you don't have his word in your heart. Amen. Glory to God. If you've got your Bibles, open up to the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. First, we want to start off by saying the Hebrews, who was it addressed to? It was addressed to the Hebrews. The subject of the epistle is the Messiah of the Old Testament scriptures must suffer as man, incarnate man, and that we also see Jesus, the Messiah, in the midst of the scripture. Because it's important that we understand, Hebrews is trying to let us know that if you can't see Jesus in the Old Testament, it's impossible for you to see him in the New.
Amen.
Amen. What Hebrew actually does, as Paul was addressing this book to the Hebrews, what was going on is that you had different Hebrews that were actually Gentiles that were faking and pretending like they were Hebrews. And Paul was trying to let them know that outwardly they were supposed to show forth that they were believers. And his aim was for the wavers and those who were opposers of the gospel. Amen. Also reminding them when he was talking about the Old Testament, like God gave me this because God's been dealing with me. I told you when he was saying you have to remember those things that got you to where you are today. Not to reminisce on them, but to think on them because they showed you the way and the path that you needed to take to have what you needed from God.
That's right.
In the 11th chapter, I didn't give you the verse, did I? Good. 32. We're going to start with verse 32. I said to myself, Lord, if this is you, sometimes I try God to, I'm supposed to, but I do it anyway. Lord, if this is you, give me the verse. When I open up this Bible, give me the verse that would go reconcile with this word or this thought that you put in my spirit. Well, when I opened up my Bible, I opened it up to the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter, right to it. The 32nd verse says, but call to remembrance the what? The former days, in which after ye were illuminated, ye... Where y'all at? Where am I at?
I don't know.
Oh, that's 10 and 32. I'm just trying to see if they listen. Wait.
We all got it.
Yeah. But call to remembrance the former days in which after ye were eliminated, ye endured a great fight. Chapter 10, verse 3-2. I said 11 to see if y'all was listening. It's good to have you here today, Sister Lorraine. God bless you. Now I know I got y'all attention. Let's do this thing. All right. Come on.
Okay.
You ready? I don't want to leave nobody behind. But call to remembrance the former days in which after you were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of afflictions, correct?
Yeah.
All right. Partly whilst ye were made gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye become companions of them that were so what? That so used, or your so-called associates. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourself that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of what?
Patience,
that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive
the promise.
The promise. You can't receive the promise until you remember what started the promise. Y'all don't hear me this morning. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and him he will not tarry. Amen. Go back to the 32nd verse. But call to remembrance. The word call in the Hebrew means to remind. To remind or also to consider. To remembrance. The what? The former days. I remember, Pastor Keys, when God first saved me. It was the beginning of a road trip. I mean a road trip, a for real road trip. You ever watch that? Y'all don't watch these shows like this. Ice Truckers? They cross that frozen terrain. I looked at that, not me. I don't like driving on ice on the freeway. But see, it shows you that some folks got guts to do anything. But what I said that to say this, you have to remember. Remember, those guys started somewhere. We started somewhere. There was a seed that was birthed in your life somewhere. We spend so much time remembering the bad things in our lives that we can't remember the things that got us to where we are. We were talking to a guy yesterday, and all he talked about was the bad things in his life. And after he said everything, he always said, glory to God. And God ain't getting no glory from that. Of course, you know, I kept my mouth shut. I tried to ignore him. Because if I had opened my mouth, we would have had a situation. But call to remembrance the former days. I remember when God said, I'm going to make a preacher out of you. I remember when God said, I'm going to provide for you. I shall sustain you. You have to remind yourself. And then we get so caught up with everything that we're going through, the hustle and the bustle and the afflictions and the persecutions of this life. That we forget that God said, regardless of what it is you go through, I'm going to be there with you. If he wasn't, you'd have never got to this point that you are now. We remember those things. Remember the Bible says, think on those things. Things shall what shall what? Do what? Think on these things. I remember. I think on the things. I remember the power of God moving that set me free. Amen. And you know what's so great about it? Wasn't no man around. God was showing me that he was God. Amen. I was sitting back there on that, whatever that thing is, that baptismal tank, the steps. Pastor Art was preaching. I tell the story, and he was preaching the gospel. I mean, he was preaching the gospel. The gospel causes a manifestation of the word of God to create an atmosphere, not just where he was, but it illuminated the whole building. It illuminated the building in such a way that it came back there, and it touched me in my heart. Without a man speaking to me, without a man laying hands on me, without a woman prophesying over me, God, I asked God into my life because of the power of the word of God. Amen. The illumination of the power of that word that he was preaching. Amen. I remember that. And I said, Lord, if you save me like that, you save me with a purpose and with an intent. And as long as you save me with a purpose and an intent, I know you'll keep me all the way to the end. I call, I remind myself of what God has brought me through. Lord, when they said I wasn't going to live, I was going to die from cancer, you brought me through it. You healed me, you delivered me, you set me free. Because I'm reminded of that, I know that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did yesterday, he can more than do today. Hallelujah. So I call to remembrance the former, or the age of those things that took place. Because after ye were illuminated, you know where you are when God saved you. You know where you were. You know what you were doing. You know what you enjoyed. You know what floated your boat. Amen. Y'all awful quiet. But having been You know what I saw? I saw that there was a better way than the way I was living.
Amen.
I did.
Amen.
All in that one little nutshell, at the time I accepted God in my life, I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, there's a better way. And there were times when I would fall by the wayside. God said, get yourself up. You can make it. Remember when I delivered you? I can do it again.
Amen. Amen.
So the illumination, the power and the authority of the word that God placed in their life, which he made me to see. And he allowed what I saw to shine out of my spirit. How does this shine? Every time you get yourself up and you shake the dust off your feet and you say, those things which behind me, go stay that. Those things which came to destroy me have no more power or authority over me. So I'm going to run this race.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And then it said, because you were illuminated, now you are ready to do what? Endure. My goodness, some of that stuff I don't even want to think about, Brother Mickey. But I have to remember this. If I hadn't have been through all that stuff, I wouldn't be as close to God as I am now. Because I come to a place I realize that only God could get me through it.
Amen.
A nice word, a pat on the back, a prophecy, a wonderful phone call, would it gonna get me through the hell I was going through. It took an anointing that was going to not break the yoke, but going to destroy it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So as I was illuminated, then I endured, unfortunately. I endured what? What does it say? You endure
great.
What?
Great
fight of afflictions. My goodness. The word affliction there don't mean somebody beat. It means pressure.
Yeah.
How many ever been pressured?
Amen.
You sure you saved? How much you know about your God? And not only that type of pressure, but the pressure of life itself. Because the word is telling you to do one thing, and your flesh is telling you to do something else. The word of God is telling you to trust in him, and your flesh is telling you to trust in it. That's a lot of pressure. That's why Paul wrote the scripture. When I'm thinking to do good, evil is always present. When I want to do the right thing, there's always this pressure to go the wrong way.
Amen.
That pressure is called a man. So I fight. Somebody say fight. The word fight there in the Hebrew means struggle. I know there ain't nobody in here like me. You ain't never struggled with your salvation. After all these years, there are still times that I struggle with my salvation. I sit by myself and I say, Lord, now you saved me and you said you would keep me. So why I got all this stuff going on in my life? You say you're here with me. That's a struggle. You're struggling with your salvation because you know what the word of God said, but you know what you're feeling too. My goodness. I'm almost done. Laugh all you want. I know. So we struggle with the different pressures of life so that we can get through. And then it says, partly or indeed, whilst ye were what? Made. Look at your neighbor and say, made a gazing stock. What they say? They ain't gonna make it.
Yeah.
You ain't. They ain't gonna make it.
Say that.
They ain't real. They fake.
Say that. Yeah.
The reason that type of pressure was on you because the illumination in your life brought judgment upon their own flesh.
Yeah.
But don't think they ain't gonna take it out on you. It's easier to take it out on you because you're trying to practice the word of God. That means some you're going to sit there and take it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's hot in here. You're going to sit there and take it. But they don't know that we're in this battle with our flesh. They don't know we're being pressured to knock their lights out. They don't know that once you get home, you sit back and your flesh say, you should have just went on and tagged them. I know y'all don't go through that. Baby, I done went through something and God helped me get through it. And when I got to where I was and sat down and thought about that thing for a little while, I said, man, you should have just cut loose on them. They don't know who you are. But let me show you how God works. When you finally run into them again and you say to yourself, there they go, I'm going to let them have it. Soon as you get up to them, you go, how you doing? And you're trying to figure out in yourself why you not letting him have it.
Right.
Because the God in you was greater than you are. Why? Because God had a purpose in your life when he saved you. When he delivered you. When he set you free. He had an ultimate purpose in your life. You have to remind yourself sometimes, God saved me for greatness. Let me tell you something. Even the most smallest man can be great. It ain't about who you are. It's what you represent. So we were made a gazing stock both by reproaches. Look at your neighbor and say, reproaches. When you talk about reproaches, that's talking about you. You were made a gazing stock because of the situation you got yourself in. My God, don't I know how that feels. Always feel like everybody's looking at you, judging you for the mistake you made. When in confidence, most of them are. He should just quit the ministry with his self-righteous blood. How he gonna preach that and do that? And afflictions. The pressure of the whole matter tells you, you just ought to quit. I ain't going back. You know how many people done fell by the wayside because they made a mistake and they felt like people were staring at them and judging them and decided they wouldn't go back? Well, I won't go back to that church. I go to another one. When in all actuality, you don't go nowhere. Because you go to another church and you can't feel the anointing that you felt in the church you was in, so you stop going.
That's right. Amen. Come on, Pastor, preach.
So our reproaches and afflictions bring forth what? Bring forth gazing. Make us a gazing stock. Why ye also became companions of them that were so used. You became companions with them. Were thus living in the same mess you were living in. So you couldn't get out. Because you had the same lingo. You shared disgust.
Yeah.
You shared sadness.
Yeah.
You shared discouragements.
Come on now.
Remember it says it's translated associates. I found out I don't need no associates. Because it's them associates that have already cut me in the back. I didn't say stab, I said cut. You bleed more if they cut you than if they stab you. How many didn't know that? How many ever got a paper cut? How many stuck yourself with a needle? What bled the most? The paper cut. What agitated you the most? The paper cut. For ye had compassion of me in my body. Paul said, you had compassion of me when I was bound. See, he's letting you know, I had problems too. I was going through, even though I can raise the dead and I prophesy, truth, and I'm able to cut up my clothing and send them around the world and folks getting healed, even though I have a word that I can preach and folks are getting delivered of demons and different spirits, I still have a problem.
Amen.
And because of this shortcoming, people have prejudged me.
Yeah.
You know, Paul really got, see, what folks don't understand, when he wrote the book of Hebrews along with the epistles, it's most 90% to the Gentile.
Right.
Which is who? Us. To get us straightened out.
Right.
But we don't read the epistles, so we don't get straightened out. Brother Andy, you're going to have to name this one. I don't know what to call this. Amen. While we become companions of them that were so used, associates. For ye had compassion of me, and my bonds took joyfully the spoiling of your goods. Well, I used your stuff, and you didn't get mad at me. Who drank my iced tea? You ready to kill somebody. Somebody done drank your iced tea. Or when you were a kid, who drank my glass of milk that was in the back of the refrigerator? I done beat up a many brothers over that. We go through things, but we are to remind ourselves of who God is in our lives. If he did it once, he can do it again and again and again. And again, therefore, in heaven they better, and we have an enduring substance of God that is in us. Cast not away, therefore, our confidence, which have great recompense of reward. Don't allow your confidence in God to be taken away from you. You know, I continually have to remind myself, I've seen what God can do. I've seen how God heals broken limbs. I've seen how God has opened broken eyes, blinded eyes. I've seen how God has opened up deaf ears. I know what God is capable of. So I remind myself, if he did it then, that same power, that same anointing is manifesting now, because it's illuminating in my life. So I can have whatever so I say. But I got to walk in truth.
Come on now. Come on now.
If I don't walk in truth.
Come on now.
If I don't walk in truth, I ain't got nothing coming.
Amen. Amen.
Paul said, because the 38th verse, I'm closing. Now the just shall do what? Right now. You remind yourself, how many of y'all ever prayed for your cars? You first got saved, you believe you can lay hands on anything. You didn't care whether it walked, rolled, crawled, you could lay a hand on it, you believed it worked. Well, after we get all caught up in tragedy and the struggle of affliction and pressures and persecution, somewhere down the line we lose part of that faith to believe that God can do anything.
Amen.
We say it with our mouths, but we don't live it with our lives.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
My neighbor laughed at me because I go out and pray for my grass.
Amen.
He said, it ain't going to grow. I said, it is going to grow.
Amen.
So I threw them seeds in the ground, didn't I, sweetie? And I prayed over them seeds. I threw some in my neighbor's grass. Her grass grew before mine did. He said, it grew. Did I go, yeah, it grew. So I'm a busybody, Sister Lorraine.
Amen.
I hate weeds. That's a strong word. I wanted to be strong. I hate weeds and dandelions. So I got this stuff that says
Jesus.
That, watch your mouth there, sister. I'm preaching. I got this stuff that said it doesn't harm grass. So, being around Brother Hart for so many years, you think like this. If one will work, two will work better. That's the way you believe. If the information said take three, you take six. It's a philosophy. I can't get away from it. So if the thing says spray twice, I figured if I spray four times, it won't come back. What I did, Mother Relevant, was burn up my grass. mean burn it up bad. My neighbor said, hey, what you do to that grass? I said, I sprayed it. The other day he said, let me see what you sprayed on it. He said, well, yeah, it's not supposed to affect the grass. He said, you over there. I said, I apologize, you did. He said, you're going to have to dig it up. And I said, I ain't digging nothing up. I went and found me some oil. First, I said, first lady, I think I should get some spray paint and spray it. She said, don't. She said, don't do that. Don't mess with it. I said, how about I just cut up spots and put me some sod down? I love my grass. That's probably why I messed it up, because I loved it. God said he ain't going to have no other gods before him. And I look, when I see my grass cut, I get excited. I go to Sherry's house. I said, Sister Sherry, y'all got weeds right there. She said, we're going to get them. I know what she was saying, mind your own. This is my yard. She was just being nice. Amen. I laid hands on that grass. And when he cut it the other day, I was looking at him. Look at that. It's coming back. It might not look like it's coming back to nobody else, but I see it coming back. And if it don't come back before the winter comes, when the spring comes, it's going to be back. Why? Because I had to remind myself. I done prayed for folks' cats. Folks done called me to their house, and I thought I was going to pray for them, and I was praying for their little poodles. And they come and say, you know what? My poodle doing so much better. I said to myself, don't you call me no more. Let me tell you some of the stuff I done prayed for. I done prayed for snakes, hamsters. I've had folks run me down in the street, Reverend Grant, with the animals in the car, want me to pray for them. And I say to myself, if you pray, you done lost your mind. And God said, if you don't, you're going to lose your mind. So I remind myself when I'm not feeling, God, remember what you did? Remember what you prayed for? Remember what you did? If you would do it for them, how much more will you not do it for me? So I remind myself. So the illumination of the Word of God will enrich my life. God wants your lives to be enriched. The Word of God will enrich you. And you have to remind yourself. I remember when I was sick. You know who got the greatest testimony? He don't know. Brother Green, Elder Green. Remember when he had aneurysm? He's still here. He didn't have strokes. He's still here. We have this built-in mechanism, Mother Hodges. It's called faith.
Yeah, that's right.
It's built in us.
Amen.
God made sure he hid it. I don't want to go there. But he hid it in the woman in the garden.
Glory. Yeah.
So that man couldn't mess it up.
Yeah, right.
But then God said we can take that built-in faith and turn it into the gift of faith. Right. You have to remind yourself of what you were to what you are now. And if you hadn't have been through all that stuff in between, you wouldn't be who you are now.
Come on now.
Why did you get to where you are now? Because every trial and circumstance you went through, you trusted God to get you through it. It didn't matter how much you hurt, you trusted God. It didn't matter what kind of problem you had, you trusted God. It didn't worry, you didn't worry about the agony and stress, you trusted God. Because if you didn't trust him, you would not have made it. It's folks in here, I know what you went through. And that's why when I see you, I get excited. Because I know it was only you trusting in God. You know somebody can pray for you and lay hands on you and prophesy to you, but it's going to take you.
Yeah, right. Say that. Say that. Right. Yeah. Amen.
To trust in God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Harvey, pray for anybody. And if you didn't believe you can get healed when he got through praying, you believed it. Because his faith in believing that it was happening was so strong, it, guess what? It illuminated your life.
That's right.
When you remind yourself of the greatness of God, you illuminate your life.
Amen.
I'm running this race.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm going to stop running this sad, too. I'm going to run this race with some joy. Because God, Jesus laid down his life for me to have it. If I don't have it, it's because I don't want it. You better go get what God has for you. Sometimes you have to remind yourself, Reverend Red Wine. I remember when, but I remember now too. That's why it says now faith. You have to allow what happened then to produce now faith. Right now, present day, I will honor God, and I guarantee you, he'll honor me. Everybody stay. Lord, I'd be shocked if she wasn't like that everywhere, but it's everywhere. Folks be like, your wife likes it all the time. They say, what's she doing? Same thing. I don't care where we at. We went to the Montrez Jazz Festival last night.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was going. It was a test. I walk in the house. I'm assuming I'm ready to take me a shower and chill, because I've been working all day. I walk in the house. I go in the room where the ironing board is, and I see these nice little slacks laying on the ironing board. So I'm saying to myself, "Where baby going?" I'm thinking, "Where she going?" I'm thinking she get ready to go to the bowling alley practice with some of her friends, you know. So she in the shower, though. Something up. So when she gets ready, I go, let me ask you a question. Where you going? She said, we're going to the festival. I go, is that right? It was a test. If I had said I didn't want to go, it was going to be very unpleasant. I knew that in my spirit. Lord say, it's you better to go. I say, okay, we going. And when we got there, I had a great time.
Amen.
Put our little lawn chairs out and we sat there. I know some of y'all too spiritual to like other type of music. If you can't handle it, don't listen to it. If it messes with your salvation, don't listen to it. My salvation in Jesus. I'm going to listen to some jazz.
Amen.
I like music that don't have no words. Ain't got no words? Me and you like this. Amen. Ain't no music never influenced me. I was influenced by words. Amen. But it was wonderful. Had a great time. We're going to slap up a bunch of y'all one day, and we're going to go to a jazz festival.
That's
now,
right.
If you got a problem with it, stay here.
That's right.
I don't want you busting my balloon.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
But I remember where God brought me from.
Yeah. That's right.
And I thank God that I was able to learn.
That's right.
All up through the years. If I told you it was easy, I'd be lying to you.
That's right.
But it was. If it was easy, I couldn't expect God to be who he is in my life.
Amen.
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 Any millionaire suffered before he became a millionaire. You don't believe it, find you. Well, see if you can find you one and ask it. Amen. But if you, whenever they're attacked, if you ever read their articles, you know the first thing they do is remember where they were.
Yeah.
Bishop Jakes, for instance. You know what he remembers? When folks always talk about, you got all this money and you doing this and you wearing these $1,000 suits. My God, as I had that money, I'd wear a $1,000 suit too.
No, that's right.
Especially if $1,000 was like 50. My goodness. He said, these same folks that are persecuting me over what I have now wasn't with me when we were riding down the freeway and I was preaching. And I had to make sure my kids didn't allow their feet to go through the back of the floor because the back of the car had a hole in the middle of the floor.
Right.
They wasn't with me when I had to pray about who was going to get to eat while we were on the road and who wasn't. They wasn't with me when we didn't have money to pay for hotel rooms and we all had to sleep in the car regardless whether it was 100 degrees or it was 20 degrees. They wasn't with me when I preached my heart out at churches and they gave me a basket of fruit for payment. I remember then, but I remember now too.
Amen.
And because I can remember then, I can remember now, I can also see my future.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. How many can see your future?
Amen.
Ain't that many people say nothing?
Shaka ilama sando, shikia ma kandia kabasha, kivi androbo ko shikia bakasito, ilandoro mika ilababa shikia, shando kolea basha, ilaba sanda. Ah, remember where I called thee from, for I called thee out of darkness into my marvelous light. And I brought thee and I raised thee up. And I protected thee all the way to this point. And the work is not yet finished, for I have a great work for you, my children. Ye ought to be conformed to my image. Ye are to be just like me in my nature and in my character. And that is the work that you must do. The illumination that my servant was talking about, that illumination is my word, and my word must be shown forth. It shall be shown forth from the hilltops. It shall not be hid. For I am that illumination, and I shall cause many not only to see it, but to get saved and bring them like I brought you. I brought you out. I shall bring them out. I saved you. Therefore, I shall save them. I have healed you and protected you and blessed you all the way, in spite of the difficulties, in spite of the mocking and the laughing, in spite of all of these afflictions that my son went through. Did I not bring him out? Are you not connected to him? Are ye not his body? Are he not the head? And you are the body and the limbs. Ye shall go forth, ye shall march, and ye shall not break rank, and the illumination that is in my son shall flow through all the members, and all shall see the greatness of my glory, saith the Lord God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Come on and put your hands together one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I remember when. I remember Sister Denise when. I remember Brother Jonathan when. I remember Brother Tony when. I remember you when. But I see you now. And I know the reason you where you are now is because you went through what you went through then. And only one thing could have come out of all of the trip was victory.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You had to have victory through everything you went through.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. You have no idea how excited I was to see Therese. I remember Therese then.
Yeah.
And I know he went through some stuff to get to where he is now.
Yeah.
We have been through some stuff to get to where we are now. And you remind yourself the same God that kept you then is keeping you now. So don't let your faith, Paul was telling him, don't let your faith and your confidence waver in the truth in God. Because men change. God never changes. And you know what the scripture says about God that I remind myself all the time, straight, that God is forever faithful. My goodness. When you fall, he's still faithful. When you're sick, he's still faithful. When you're broke, he's still faithful. When you're discouraged, he's still faithful. When you're broken in your heart, he's still faithful. Regardless of what you go through, God is still faithful. That means he's faithful to get you, pick you up, dust you off, start you on your way. In spite of you. God spoke to my heart. I was going through some stuff and I was crying out to God and I didn't understand it and why I was missing out on so many things. And God said, listen to me, son. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you this once. What is for you is for you. He put it in terms that I would understand. And then he proceeded to break it down for me. What's for you, meaning that no man can stop you. No beast can stop you. No spirit can stop you. And then you know what made me shout was when he said, you can't even stop you. That's when I got excited. Because when I found out I couldn't stop what God had promised in my life, I had a reason to dance. Because I know I was my biggest obstacle, Brother John.
That's right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory. We finna revisit the time.
Glory to
you. Amen. But before we get out of here, we're going to be out of here by 12:30. Look at that clock.
Thank you, Lord.
See, Therese, he's going to be all right. He had that Missouri look on his face. He had that Missouri look on his face. You got to show me. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus.